When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Welcome to our show where we talk about retirement planning every single weekend. Eric is right here in Silicon Valley helping people have remarkable retirements, and he's been doing this for nearly 30 years. He's making a list. He's checking it twice. He's going to find out if you're naughty or nice. No, I'm not going to sing it, but today Eric is going to step into the boots of our retirement Santa, and he's going to tell us what's naughty or nice when it comes to planning for retirement. Let me give you his phone number here, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Call Eric for a complimentary appointment. Maybe you want to do a Zoom call. Maybe you want to just have a 15-minute phone call. You could do that as well. It is complimentary. So if there's anything you hear on our show that you would like to talk to Eric and his team about, you could certainly get a hold of them. Eric is a certified financial planner here to guide you about retirement planning. The other way to get a hold of us, wealthcreatorradio.com, wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, I guess I should say ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
Yeah, well, Merry Christmas to you. So we'll have a little bit of fun with this and kind of go from there, I guess, right?
Yeah. Okay, so, you know, I got to ask you, when you were growing up and you knew, you know, Santa had a naughty and a nice list, were you mostly on the nice list? I'm speculating that you were.
More or less. I mean, unless I hunted down and found my presents. I guess on the nice and
yeah,
the naughty list.
Then right, that's but. Naughty. Right, right. What about your boys? Did they ever feel like they were on the naughty list and tried to make up it towards the end of getting closer to Christmas?
No, not too much.
They were good.
Yeah, they were good or didn't change. One of the two.
Or didn't change. That's funny. Step into the boots. Here we go. Bobby, not my husband, Bobby, a different Bobby. Bobby is 62. He's ready to retire, and he's the breadwinner of the family. He's worked very hard all his life. He will elect to take his full Social Security payment at 62 because he knows that's the age he can start taking that benefit, and that's about all he knows about retirement planning. His wife, Becky, is 8 years younger than him, and she's worked small jobs, mostly stayed at home with the kids. What do you think about Bobby and his decision? Is that going to fall under the naughty or the nice list for retirement planning, Santa?
Well, it'd probably be under the naughty list, I would think, just because of a couple things. One is, well, for most of us right now, full retirement age is 67. If you're born between 55 and 59, there's a couple months of 66 and so many months. But for most people going forward, it's going to be 67. And the problem is if you do Social Security at 62 and you work, at least for this year, if you make more than $18,250, you lose, once you make over that, you lose two, for every $2 you make, you lose $1 of Social Security.
Oh, my.
So for most people, 50, 60, you know, $1,000 income or whatever, you would lose all your Social Security, but you would keep your penalty for starting early, which doesn't make sense.
Oh my gosh.
So, yeah. And then the other issue, too, is really anytime you're thinking about Social Security and couples, there's one check that I like to call the eternal check, the couple's eternal check. And so that's the check that stays after one person passes away. And it's the larger of the two. Well, if Becky didn't work much and doesn't have probably very high Social Security earnings, his check's going to be the big one to focus on. And so, you know, if he passes away and that check's a smaller check, well, she's stuck with that smaller check for the rest of her life. So it would probably make sense to wait and have that check be 30% higher if he waits till his full retirement age.
Okay, here's another scenario for you, Santa. Helen always enjoyed visiting the casino. She loved to gamble and enjoyed that feeling of competition and coming out on top. It was actually the same way she invested in the market all through her life. She plans to be as aggressive as she was in retirement, too. But her husband, Ted, he's the more conservative out of the two. He's not comfortable with that amount of risk. And although Helen has made more money, he doesn't want the same retirement plan as Helen does. He plans to go talk to a financial professional about his options. Retirement Santa, do you think Ted is on the naughty or the nice list when it comes to planning for retirement?
Well, he's probably more on the nice list just because he's at least going out and helping and trying to get some help, right? Get some education and some assistance and coaching, really. Because, you know, that's one of the problems. Right now, everybody feels great because we, other than the COVID crash, which was, you know, very down and very up very fast, both directions, But really, the market hasn't gone down since 08, 09. And I mean, that's more than a decade ago. So what happens is people get more risky, more risky, more risky as time goes on. And then when something bad happens, all of a sudden everybody gets conservative. And it's, of course, the wrong time. You're supposed to stay consistent. So just like if you're playing a slot machine, you can't, you know, bet one quarter, then all of a sudden you win, then you start betting two. Well, you know, you didn't win as big a pot, and now you're betting twice as much. So you need to keep that consistent to keep your odds even. And so same thing here. Yeah, you want to have some guaranteed money. You want to have some foundational money that can't go away. You want to have some steady income stuff. And then you also want to have the market money. But if you have 100% market money, there's going to be some years in retirement where it will not be pretty, because you will have to sell something that should not be sold right then.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Okay. Very good. So what can we do for our listeners today, Santa?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if somebody wants to give us a call, just to find out, I mean, I know it's the holiday season, but some people are in shutdown, so they may actually have a little bit more time. We're actually here around the holidays. You know, we got a few days off here and there, but, you know, if not, at least, you know, kick in the new year, you know, by taking care of yourself first and making sure that you have that blueprint to worry less wealth. That blueprint where you know you're going to worry less about your money, less about the stock market, and more about having fun and enjoying life and not having to worry about all these other things. And so, yeah, if you want to take a time, there's no fee, there's no cost. Set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call with us just to find out what's going on. And then from there, we can create that blueprint, tell you where you're going, where that income plan is, what that investment plan looks like. How does the taxes work? What tax stuff should you do right now if you act fast enough for 2021? And at least what should you be doing in 2022? So you can either call and leave a message or text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, call or text the word visit to 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Yes, Eric wants you to have a worry-less wealth retirement, and that is why he's here every single weekend. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and today Eric is stepping into the boots of our retirement Santa, and he's telling us whether or not the retiree is naughty or nice, depending on what they're doing for retirement planning. Here's another one for you, Santa. Jerry plans to retire within the year. He believes he's saved enough money and he plans to live on his income from Social Security, and he has a company pension. Now, when asked about health care, he says he's going to rely on Medicare alone because he's been healthy all his life. He hasn't really had any injuries or medical concerns or anything like that. He's not too worried about extensive planning for health care. So what do you think, Santa? Is Jerry being naughty or nice when it comes to health care planning in retirement?
Yeah, that's probably more on the naughty side.
Oh, dear.
You know, like there's a Fidelity estimate that says a couple 65 beyond should spend about $300,000 just on out-of-pocket medical costs. We're not talking long-term care, just all the normal stuff, you know, doctor visits, prescriptions, and things like that over the rest of their lifetime. So, yeah, you need to have a Medicare supplement. You know, open enrollment just ended, but in California, on your birthday month, you can actually also enroll. So yeah, you definitely want to have that supplement that meets all those extra spots. And then, you know, really you have to be thinking about long-term care nowadays. When I started the business 30 years ago, it was probably about less than a 50% chance you'd need it. Now it's well over 70%. And the traditional long-term care policies are awful. So there are some cool solutions that are out there now, some alternatives. So again, that's something where, you know, if somebody wants to get a hold of us, you know, that'd be a good thing to be looking at, because, yeah, you want to make sure you're protected.
Why don't you give us your information one more time in case people have their own scenario that they want to talk to you about?
Yeah, exactly. So if somebody wants to set up a time to talk for that 15, 30 minute phone call about how to worry less about your wealth, give us a call or text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, leave us a message by calling or text 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or go online directly and book at wealthcreatorradio.com.
All right. And we have more to come from Eric Heckman. We'll be right back with more Wealth Creator Radio.
With all the spending going on in Washington, you might be wondering who is going to pay the bill. Will Uncle Sam have to dip into your retirement savings? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, is hosting a special tax webinar. Learn how Biden's policies and tax plan may affect you. Find out more about the Trump tax cuts before they disappear forever, and discover how a tax-efficient strategy can potentially reduce or eliminate some of your taxes in retirement. RSVP now for this exclusive tax webinar at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Learn more about how to protect your savings before it's too late. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial. So, Eric, I thought we'd talk about some of the biggest potential threats to our retirement income. Tell us what they are.
Well, the biggest one is outliving your money. Hands down, always been the number one fear for people is, you know, having more life than money, as they say. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the old one, which we all heard of, is, you know, having all your eggs in one basket type of thing. And so, you know, having that diversification, having that money spread out, that's something that is really critical. I mean, it's tough right now because right now some of the high tech stocks have done so well, and there's never a time when that's ever gone wrong, right? Oh, hold on. Oh, yeah, there was that .com thing, huh? Yeah, you definitely want still to be diversified and probably even more so now. Obviously, taxes are going to go up. You know, if you listen to any political party that says taxes are going down, that's just dumb. We had the Trump tax law that came through and lowered taxes, which everybody loves. They didn't lower any spending, so go figure. We've got a huge, huge deficit. So what if you cut your income and you spend the same, you have less money? Really? I don't know why the government still can't understand that. So at some point, taxes are going to, jolt back up. And whenever that happens, then that's one of those things where, we've got to watch out. So, there's the national debt has to get paid back somehow, some way. We've been running deficits forever. So, again, these are things that if you have stuff in Roth or stuff that's tax-free, you're going to be way better off down the road. And then lastly is just being unprepared. I mean, just people just show up at retirement, go, okay, I'm ready. No, it doesn't work that way. You got to plan ahead a little bit.
So those are really good risks, four risks that we're going to focus on today. And, as you said, the number one fear of Americans is still running out of money while in retirement. So can you talk about how living a long time amplifies that concern?
Well, of course, it used to be like 60 was, at least when I was a kid, it seemed like 60 was pretty old.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean, I always remember my grandfather rafted the Colorado at 63, and we were all so shocked and amazed that he was able to do that. And nowadays, I mean, I think you have to be 100 to be jumping out of an airplane to get, to be a news story, right?
Right.
And so, it is amazing how things have moved on, right? The definition of old now, I've just been working with somebody who's 88 and she's almost 89. Totally, sharp as a tack, everything. The main reason she talked to us is this one bank was really messing her up, just charging her huge unnecessary fees. I mean, they charge her like $500 to buy a mutual ETF.
Oh my.
That's like fees that are from the 80s or something. So, and it annoyed her so much and she caught the fee and then they did it again. And she's like, hold it. I told you to stop doing this. And right. So, what used to be super old nowadays is not as much. Right. So how do you make that money last that long time? Because, most people are still working for the same amount of time. You may be working from 30, 35, 40 years, but now if you're going to be retired 20, 30, 40 years versus 10 or 15, wow, that money's got to last a lot longer than it used to. And, so that's why you have to have some guaranteed money. I mean, there's been a lot of studies that have come out and saying there's no way to succeed in retirement unless you have some sort of guaranteed kind of somewhat like a style pension income, which you can do with some insurance products as long as you pick the right one. So, that's one of the big critical things I think people need to be thinking about.
Yeah, your money really, really does have to work for you in retirement. And then, you know, another thing that we didn't really talk about, but that this comes into play is your health in retirement. We know, you know, that as we age, healthcare is going to be so expensive. And we know the number that Fidelity gives us. The average 65-year-old couple is going to pay about $300,000 on healthcare in retirement, not including long-term care. So let's go over again how you help retirees prepare for these high costs in retirement.
Well, the biggest one is just knowing about it. So many of us get so spoiled with our employer plans that, you know, you're paying, they're complaining, oh, I pay $100 or $200 or, you know, something that I think is ridiculously cheap because it's a small business. You know, we pay a fortune. And if you're working for a big company, you pay almost nothing. Well, once you try to retire early, especially pre-65, you can count on easily $1,000 or more per person for health insurance. Now, once you hit Medicare age, you know, you might be down to, you know, $200 to $400 a month or something per person. So it is a lot more affordable. But that, again, doesn't cover all the co-pays and all the other stuff that you have to do. Dental that mostly now is all on you and not insurance and vision and, you know, so all that stuff. And then, of course, long-term care. I mean, long-term care insurance used to be good, but now we've seen the reality of it and it's horrible. I mean, it's absolutely downright awful. People are getting raises on their premiums of 100% or more. Mm-hmm. And they're stuck because you either get rid of something you've been paying for 10, 15, 20 years before you're probably right before you're about to maybe use it, or you keep paying these huge fees, or you reduce your coverage down and then you have almost nothing left. So it's not very good options at all. And so one of the things that you can do is there is some alternative products that you can use tied to life insurance, and those kind can be really great for getting you some good coverage that's going to be there for the rest of your life and that they can't screw around with. So one of the things that we do offer is this Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth, where you can figure out that income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy, all in one short document that says, here is the path I'm on, here's the direction I'm headed. And what we'll do is we'll find out where you're going, and then we'll tell you, hey, here's some things you might want to change. And then it's up to you if you want to take action again or not. So, you know, for the radio listeners, we've been waiving the planning fee for this. So our normal $1,500 planning fee, we're not charging. All you have to do is call 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. At Heckman Financial, their mission is to protect retirees from the high fees, like he was just telling that story about that lady, other risks in retirement. They want to help you create a retirement plan to withstand any type of storm so you can plan for the worst, hope for the best. Again, you can check Eric out on their website, wealthcreatorradio.com, and you can find out about any webinars that they might be having. So we're talking right now about big risks in retirement, and longevity is one of them. You know, living so long in retirement, our retirements are so different than our parents and our grandparents because we are living such a long time. Well, then, of course, we know that we're going to have inflation during the time we're retired. Prices are going to continue to go up. So that risk is something we also need to consider, don't we, Eric?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, Social Security usually goes up a little bit. You know, there's every once in a while, probably about once every 10 years, there's a year where they have zero inflation increase. But, you know, typically it's 1-3%. The Fed actually says that they're going to let inflation go all the way up to 4%. So what that basically means is, yeah, Social Security is probably not going to keep up with actual inflation, or it might at some point. But your other dollars are going to need to have more. I mean, you know, just think about what you made 30 years ago. Would you want to be trying to live on that income today?
Nope.
I'd say for most people, no. Right?
So no.
It's just all that same stuff, you know, the stuff that makes you feel old, you know, when you say, okay, I remember when Baskin Robbins was 25 cents a scoop, and, you know, now I don't even know, it's so expensive. So, so one of those things where, yeah, as that stuff goes up more expensive, yeah, you got to have more dollars. So if you said, hey, I need to live on $5,000 a month in retirement, and 20 years from now, you're still living on that same $5,000, well, ooh, that's not going to be buying the same amount of stuff, and you're not going to have the standard of living you want to have. That's why we have that planning process, that Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth, where we can help you figure out What should you do about your to get about the income plan? And then what investments should you have? How should you be doing your tax planning? How to get healthcare solved? And then what's the legacy options that you're going to do? So again, if that's something you want to do right now for radio listeners, we're waiving our planning fee of $1,500. So all you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, leave us a message at 800-454-1184. Or you can book an appointment online directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
It goes up, it goes down, sometimes slow, sometimes super fast. It can even take you on loops. I'm talking about a roller coaster, but we don't want our retirement to feel like we're on a roller coaster. That's coming up next with Eric. Stick around for more Wealth Creator Radio.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
You are listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is offering a chance for you to create a retirement strategy with him. And together, you'll look at your income, your investments, tax strategies, healthcare planning, and even your legacy plan. Eric can help you create what he calls a blueprint to worryless wealth. He's offering this to you today. You can go in and see him complimentary about this. So first of all, I got to ask you, Eric, do you enjoy roller coasters?
Well, my older sons definitely do. My younger ones, probably not as much into them. I love them, but I do. Every once in a while I get motion sickness. So
yeah.
What was it? The crazy one is that Mount Everest ride in Animal Kingdom in Disney World, because that one goes backward and forward.
Yeah.
And, you know, that one kind of messes with me. But no, we actually love to do that. And yeah, no, I mean, I still remember when I was probably 14, I think, a friend of mine, that year we bought passes for Great America here, and they used to have this ride called the Edge, which was like an elevator ride. It would shoot you up, and then you'd free fall for a little bit, and then kind of slide down on your back, and then they'd flip you back upright. And that was at the back of the park, so I'm always good about strategy and stuff. And so anytime I go to an amusement park, we always start at the back and work our way forward, because everybody's lazy and goes to the first thing they see.
Yep.
And so we went back there with my friend, and we rode that for an hour straight. So, yeah, you know, and that can be, you know, that was definitely fun.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could probably do that now. And definitely if as like, you know, for my dad who's retired, no, he would not be able to handle that at all. So the love of roller coasters does dissipate over time.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, and that's what I want to ask about, because being invested in the market can sometimes feel like being on a roller coaster ride, and you definitely don't want that thrill of being on a ride like that with your life savings in retirement. So as you're getting closer to retirement, should we just get off that roller coaster at a certain age, Eric?
Well, really, the correct answer is the word plan. You know, if you had a real plan, really what you should have is three types of money. So the market money is the roller coaster ride. So that's everything in stocks and bonds. And in essence, that's the only option on your 401k, unfortunately. Once you have IRA money or other funds, you know, then you can pick foundational money. So foundational money would be stuff that's guaranteed, can't go away. So this could be stuff from either a bank, insurance company, or the U.S. government. And then you can have some steady income money. So steady income money is typically like real estate funds or debt funds or mortgage funds, some sort of other type of asset class that's not tied to the stock market. So it's not on the roller coaster. It has a tiny bit of roller coaster to it, but it's not on a daily basis. So the benefit of having those different buckets is huge. And that's really kind of the answer. The roller coaster is, as you get older, you know, have a little bit less in the roller coaster side.
What's the risk, though, of being too conservative with our savings, Eric?
Well, of course, it's earnings, right? So when the rates are low and stay low and keep staying low and keep staying low, it's really hard, because especially if inflation's out earning your money, or if you're, you know, I've actually literally had somebody out of a CD renewal from a pretty big bank that's into Stagecoaches. We won't name its name. but they actually sent her a renewal for her CD of 0.0. So they're going to pay her nothing but charge her a fee if she needs to take the money out. Well, I was like, what? No. So luckily she was paying attention and took that money out. But yeah, so you want to have some of that foundational money. Some of that money is guaranteed, but you still want to have some of that roller coaster money. And so, you know, it's really just as you get older, you want to, you know, start flipping that balance around, right? So, I think probably for the steady income money, people should have always at least about 10% up to 20% into the steady income. So this is stuff that pays you money ideally monthly, if not quarterly. And so that gives you cash flow. Now, when you're working, you don't necessarily need the cash flow. You can have it reinvesting someplace else. But again, it's just money that keeps coming in, and that's not on that roller coaster. And then, you know, again, the balance would be between the two ends, right? How much do you have in the roller coaster and how much do you have guaranteed? Well, if you have 100% guaranteed, you better have a lot of money, or you better have a pretty low standard of living, and you can be successful. I mean, I literally have a client that's, you know, retired in Honolulu, and she's loving life, and she wanted to have everything in guaranteed money, and she's got it all in guaranteed, and it's all set. She doesn't look at the stock market or care about the stock market or anything, and she's living her life the way she wants to, hanging out with her grandkids who live out there and enjoying it. So you can't do that. It's just harder because you're going to have more money saved up.
And this is what you do. One of the very first things that you do with someone who comes in is you look at their income and you look for any gaps in their income and you figure out an income plan, don't you? It's all part of your blueprint to worryless wealth.
Exactly. So, you know, what we do really is, first, what are they worried about? What's their concerns? And what's their dreams and goals? I mean, where do they want to be in retirement, or whatever that definition of retirement is? For most people, it's not having to work. You know, it's not necessarily being on a rocking chair on the front porch kind of thing, but it's doing the stuff you want to do, not stuff you have to do. And then, you know, beyond that, what should we be doing with that money in terms of investments? How am I going to turn this pile of dollars into stuff that actually pays me income now? And of course, the roller coaster, if you're cashing in off the roller coaster and it's on a big dip right now, that's not a good time to be taking the money out. And so that's why you want to have some of those other options. And then, of course, taxes. How much are taxes going to take away from that along the way? Healthcare issues, of course, are big. And then, of course, lastly, legacy. Who's going to get your funds? So, you know, that process is called the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. And it's a trademarked process that we have here at Heckman Financial. And it's something that, you know, right now we're not even charging a fee for radio listeners. We normally charge $1,500 and we're waiving that fee. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you got to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. We thank you so much for listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, who has been doing this for 28 years. He is helping people retire, get into retirement, and head through retirement. He's offering to help you as well. So take him up on this phone call. You can call him and go in and get on his calendar. He would love to see you and help you with your retirement. Eric, what if you're not interested in investing in the markets in retirement? What would be some other options?
Yeah, there are some other options. I mean, there's stuff that's, if you want stuff guaranteed, jokingly use the whole, you know, there's no being a little bit pregnant or something like that, or, you know, whatever you want to call it. Sometimes people say, oh, this is less risky. And it's still risky. So it depends if you want no risk or less risk, right? So no risk would be stuff like something from an insurance company or a bank. Well, banks, yeah, they're the lowest of the lows in terms of interest rates, right? If you're using an insurance company, I mean, the funny part is I had some people say, oh, no, because I don't want to do an insurance company because I heard this one person told me this one thing this one time about something. And it's like, what? Did you really hear what you just said? You know, that's what I feel like saying. I can't say that, but it's just silly because it's like, okay, hold it. Just because somebody, you know, had a bad meal one time doesn't mean you never eat again, right? I mean, it's ridiculous. So, you know, and you know, in this one case, it was a lady who's wanting to earn more money. She's annoyed at the banks and she wants to earn more. And I'm like, well, we can get you know, 1 or 2% more in a fixed annuity where it's guaranteed and they just pay you an interest rate. And at the end of 5 years, you get your money back and everything's guaranteed by the insurance company. And it's like, oh no, but you can't get your money. I'm like, no, you can. So you got to watch out for a lot of that other junk that's out there, I guess. And then, you know, there's fixed indexed annuities. Those are the really great kind. Those are ones where they're going to let you earn a percentage of a stock market index rate. Now, these things are not going to do with the same as the stock market because they have no risk, right? So if you're going to have no downside and you're just going to get a part of the upside, you're not going to get all the upside because we'd all just do that all day. It's going to be something where more likely you're going to probably average 3 to 6%, 3 to 7% maybe over time. And, you know, what I've used those since the mid-2000s is a bond replacement, you know, because bonds were low then, and they're probably about twice as high as they are now. So, you know, so that's one of the things that can be a good tool. And then again, of course, you could do stuff that has some risk, but it is not truly guaranteed. You know, there are some what I call steady income options out there. Those usually pay on average around 5 to 7%, but they're not guaranteed. And so definitely a little bit different profile there. Again, that is why, you know, we do what we do. And, you know, if you want to sit down and just do a phone call with us, a 15 to 30 minute phone call, just to find out what are your concerns, what are you worried about? And then we can see if you want to go through the whole planning process or not. But give us a call at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book that phone call online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
With all the spending going on in Washington, you might be wondering who is going to pay the bill. Will Uncle Sam have to dip into your retirement savings? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. That's why Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special tax webinar. Learn how Biden's policies and tax plan may affect you. Find out more about the Trump tax cuts before they disappear forever, and discover how a tax-efficient strategy can potentially reduce or eliminate some of your taxes in retirement. RSVP now for this exclusive tax webinar at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Learn more about how to protect your savings before it's too late. Go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. So, in the world of finance, there are things that can positively impact one set of people while negatively impacting another set of people. You know, there's someone benefiting from credit card debt, right? Or let's say higher taxes or higher interest rates. But then there's also someone who could be hurt by those same things. So, Eric, let's start with an example from the lending world. Credit card debt keeps falling. It's great news for everyone, but not good news for the credit card companies, right?
No, definitely not as good for them, but, you know, who cares, right?
That's what I say. So, who cares?
Yeah. So, no, I mean, it's great when people do start saving more and start putting things away. I mean, the sad part is, you know, credit card debt's still huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's still in the trillions and such. And, you know, there's still people with large balances on there. And, you know, they're almost, you know, predatory type of, you know, interest rates. I mean, mm-hmm. a lot of them are around 20%. And, you know, even in worlds where, you know, 2 to 4% mortgages exist, I mean, why aren't those, you know, somewhat more related
know,
in terms of rates? And, mm-hmm. You know, that's one of those things that, you know, interest rates dropped really fast on savings, dropped fast on mortgage and everything else, but you did not see credit cards dropping much. And of course, nowadays, you pretty much can't live without having a credit card. I mean, you know, you can't fly because you can't buy anything with cash. And there's lots of places that are going cashless. And obviously, COVID sped that up. And so, you know, that's one of the things that you do have to have some credit card stuff. But, you know, there are some better ways to do that, which, you know, anytime, you know, you can try to just use, you know, more debit cards where it's just coming out of your, you know, checking account. Or if you are using that, you know, make sure you're paying that off. And you don't have to pay it once a month. I mean, you could actually go you know, pay it every week, right? Look at how much you spent that week and, you know, electronically send in a payment. And there's ways to do that, to still get those points and those deals and all those, you know, other little tricks that you can get with all those credit cards. But yeah, especially, you know, talking about that, knowing how much you're spending, you know, those are kind of some of the biggest things. I mean, one of the solutions we've done for a long, long time is talk to people about this concept of a wealth coordination account. And what that is it's basically figuring out all your fixed costs, right? So fixed costs, of course, mortgage, rent, and car payments, stuff like that, but also stuff like, you know, maybe it's your homeowners or renter's insurance where you pay once a year, or car insurance, or maybe you only pay every 6 months. So, you know, make all that stuff into a fixed monthly payment. And once you know that fixed number, then you can subtract that from your, you know, your take home pay. And then now you know what your rest of your paycheck looks like. And that's what you can spend the variable number on. And so if that variable number is, say, you know, whatever, $3,000, if all of a sudden you charge $4,000 on a credit card that month, hey, that's pretty easy to math. You spend more than you make, and you know you're going to have a balance to pay. So, yeah, you know, I mean, sometimes that may happen if you're having, like, you know, going on a trip or a vacation or something like that. But, you know, did you have that money pre kind of funded and such? So, you know, knowing that you're spending too much is probably the biggest issue. And lots of times, well, not lots of times, I would say 99% of everybody I meet is incorrect on how much they spend on a monthly basis. So just knowing anything in budget, just not little tiny things like how much am I going to spend on gas this month and all that, you know, I don't need people to go that super, you know, picky level, but just in the gross numbers, fixed and variable, how much can I be spending? And once you know that, then things will get a lot better.
Yeah. I love how you do that. You address all those things when people are heading into retirement, don't you?
That's always critical for retirement.
Right. So we often hear, you know, low interest rates referred to as a double-edged sword because they're good news for borrowers, but bad news for savers. So Eric, can you talk about that, how that works?
Most mortgage rates are tied to bond market. And so the bond market, if, you know, the federal government's got interest rates low and the bond market's low, then mortgages will be low. But that also is how banks make money. So that means your savings account is going to be low.
Yeah.
Or zero, or, you know, something almost lower than zero if they hit you with a fee. And somebody who had a old IRA, she was making $0.01 a month, and they were charging her $40 annual fee. And
oh,
I was
dear.
Like, wow, this account will be gone over, you know, it may take a long time, but company's making way more than she's ever going to make.
So she's making 12 cents and paying $40 a year.
Yeah, because she wasn't paying attention to the account.
Oh.
So yeah, you definitely need to be looking at what you're doing. And the hard part is, yeah, what do you do for savings, right? That you've got to use alternative means. And so actually, since the mid-2000s, when interest rates were first starting to drop, yeah, that's when we started using a lot of these guaranteed type of accounts from insurance companies saying, you know, because they typically they're paying 1 or 2% higher than the banks, and they still are today. And then also there's some that are tied to the market indexes. And so they're not going to get you all that return. But really, if you're comparing that to a bond alternative, you know, if you're trying to outpace 1 to 3% in bonds, maybe, you know, those accounts should be doing 3 to 7%. So, yeah, there are some other options. But if you're just blindly doing one of those 2030 funds or 2040 funds or, you know, those types of things, you know, those have so much in stocks and so much in bonds, that bond part is going to be doing nothing for quite some time. And, you know, that's where you really need to have some better alternatives. And especially if you're getting close to retirement, you know, you'd ideally want stuff that doesn't drop also when things go bad. And so if you replace those bonds that don't make much money with something that makes more and has more protected downside, I don't know why you wouldn't do that. So that's what we've been doing for our clients for quite some time. So, you know, if you wanted to get a little bit more information on, you know, how to make sure that money lasts for the rest of your life, you know, and how to get a little bit more yield, you know, just text the word money to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word money, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
All right, let's talk about taxes right now, because we hear positive reports about tax revenues coming in at a higher level. So we know we're going to pay taxes for the rest of our life, Eric, but tell us about the impact taxes can have on our retirement savings, and it's so important to watch it.
Well, yeah, it's just like if you look at your Social Security check number, you know, okay, what's going to be mine? You know, say it's whatever, $2,500 a month. Oh, okay, so I get to keep $2,500 a month. What, hold it? No? 85% of that would be likely taxable. So, you know, so if you're planning on your, what these checks will be, but you're not taking out the taxes, you know, that's just wrong. I mean, it's just like your paycheck, today, if you're working still, you're not spending your gross paycheck. You're only spending the net check that gets deposited in your checking account. So taxes have to be massively calculated into any sort of retirement because, most people have been funding 401ks and IRAs for their whole life. And they were under this myth that was really told to you by the financial industry that wanted to manage your 401k that, you know, your taxes will be lower. So keep funding the 401k, keep funding that 401k, you know, taxes will be lower in retirement. And now everybody's finding taxes are actually higher in retirement. And let's all hope, I mean, I got three boys, let's all hope that your kids are no longer dependents when you retire. And so, you know, all these write-offs go away. So your adjusted gross income could be one number, but your taxable income, the only one that you really care about, that's what you pay tax on, can be often almost the same or even higher in retirement because you don't have those write-offs. So, you know, again, taxes are going to be a big thing. If your financial advisor is not talking to you about taxes or your tax person is not talking to you about how this is affecting your finance, oh my gosh, that is just so awful. I mean, I just think that's one of the worst things that can be happening today. So, you know, that's why we have a lot of training in taxes. We help people with the taxes and their entire blueprint to worry less wealth, where we look at their income, their investment, their tax plan, their healthcare legacy plan, those five areas, and make sure that money's going to last for the rest of their life. Make sure they're going to pay the least taxes over their lifetime, and make sure they can be taken care of as they age. So, you know, if that's something you want to take advantage of, there's no cost, no obligation. We're waiving the fee for radio listeners for doing the planning. So start off with a 15 to 30 minute phone call. We can find out what you're worried about. Just text the word visit, and we'll get back to you with the link to set up a time at 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184, or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. Again, it's wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is an author. He wrote the book Worry Less Wealth, and this is something that you can get. Just head to his website and request that, or even give them a call. And of course, the number is 800-454-1184. So on our show, Eric, you often tell us challenges or risks that do exist in retirement. Always great information that we can gain knowledge from, stuff that we all need to know as we prepare for retirement. So, Eric, give us an example of another someone who's experienced a financial obstacle in retirement.
Yeah, well, this isn't as much in retirement as kind of, I guess, planning to retirement. Mm-hmm. But, okay. You know, there's a lot of people like to do taxes on their own and they, you know, or they'll do investing on their own, which is fine. You know, I do a lot of home improvement on my own and often it works out well. Sometimes it doesn't. So, you know, just like anything, right? If you've done it more, you're easier able to do it. And if you got more tools or the right tool, lots of times it can take you 10 minutes. If you have the wrong tool, it can take you 4 hours. And same thing with taxes. And, you know, I was recently meeting with somebody who's a radio listener, and, you know, he had two IRAs, and I happened to notice he's had contributions on both his IRAs, and he was doing $500 a month to both IRAs, which is normally okay. But the problem is the maximum for a year is $7,000. And so now all of a sudden he's, you know, on track to put to over contribute and break the law basically of by $5,000. So, you know, we got to take that money back out. He may owe an excise tax penalty for overfunding, you know. But I've also seen some other people where they've done other things, like they've got company stock in a 401k, and they've been told by somebody, or they just did it on their own, and they just rolled that money over. Well, there's this really cool strategy called net unrealized appreciation, where you can take that stock out and only pay tax on the cost basis, not how much it's worth now. And if you've been in that company for 15, 20, 30 years, I mean, that could be a huge amount of money. I mean, I've literally had one client where it was $70,000 was how much we were saving them on taxes by using this little trick. And and so again, it's one of these things where, you know, you don't know what you don't know. And so how do you not know what you don't know? Well, you got to talk to somebody, right? I mean, that's the only way to do it. You know, so sometimes you may not want to do it, or you may think, hey, I'm doing fine on my own. And then little did you know, you just cost yourself a lot of money or lost a lot of, you know, really great tax benefits that could have been there for you. So what's the solution to that? Really, well, it's having a plan, having somebody who's professional, who does this all day long. And what we can do is set up an introductory call just to find out, you know, if this, you know, fits for you, if you want to go ahead and take advantage of it. Again, there's no cost or obligation. So if you want to set up a time to talk to us, give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. So we'll be back next week. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Janine on behalf of everyone here at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, wishing you a safe and happy holiday season.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.